brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome to the second hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex continues to join us live by Skype, and he's going to be here for much of this second hour. We've got David Icke coming in later in the hour, and then in the third hour, Gerald Celente is hosting. Again, my favorite guest here on the show. And Alex, as I turn it over to you, I know your focus is Bilderberg, but I'm just wondering if you would comment on the big Drudge-linked story today, the U.S. Supreme Court saying that police can take your DNA anytime they want.
It's horrible news. It's the way the whole world's going because the establishment wants authoritarianism. The people running things have openly said, Bilderberg has said, the Trilateral Commission has said, the Rand Corporation has stated. In fact, we should talk about that more after the break and get David Icke's take on that. They just want to set the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want, and shut down the free press because the system is becoming so inequitable, so fraudulent. You've got big, fat special interests that are able to shut down their competition, able to transfer most of the wealth of themselves, their government, corporate welfare, and bailouts. And then you've got a giant, dumbed-down mass of people that eat GMO and watch TV all day who will go along with it. But then you've got maybe 30% of us, conservatively worldwide or more, that actually you're starting to wake up to what's happening and aren't going along. So it's when the unstoppable force meets the immovable object, it's going to be a nuclear explosion or an atomic reaction politically, historically. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So as evil rises, good rises. And this is the process. I really had an epiphany last night flying in on that 10-hour flight from Dallas, Texas into London. I've got to say, I'd never seen the PBS special by Stephen Hawking on the nature of reality and, you know, do we have free will or not? And, of course, they ended up at the show saying we obviously do have free will. But expanding on that, it is our job to be tested. That's what this planet's all about in the middle of space. I mean, there's no doubt every culture has known this at their core. And it is our job to decide whether we support negative energy, destructive energy, parasitic energy, or, and I'm not trying to be new age here, I'm just saying, or whether, but just boiling it down to its most simple physics, or whether we support things that are of a higher order, things that build, things that construct. Are we based on fraud or are we based on lies? And so there is tyranny galloping forward worldwide because of all the cosmologies out there. And there's different forces in this world, different forces of good, different forces of evil, different passive forces. I hate to get philosophical here. But the main driving evil force is technocratic. It is scientific. And it believes in survival of the fittest, and it believes that dumbing us down and then killing us is an act of righteous dominance. But in the process, the globalists are destroying the planet and themselves. And it's really twisted. I mean, really, they're just a bunch of bullies who enjoy hurting innocent people. But when we come back briefly, as we go to David Icke, I will tell you my experience getting into the country because they interrogated me for 15 hours in Canada, so they weren't going to let me in until a bunch of press showed up. Thanks to Jim Tucker calling the CBC and others and local newspapers. Then they got scared and released me. I believe they weren't going to let me into England, who's blocked Michael Savage and many others, except for the fact that I made the point, this will just be bigger news if you don't let me in. We got into the queue. And, well, I'll tell the story when we come back. It's just that they definitely had extra people up there with us, and they were making a decision on whether or not we were going to be let into the country because everybody else was just flying right through, and some things happened there, so I'll finish up with that. But this is a big deal that we can be here, that we can cover this, and that now Bilderberg is admitted in all over German, British, Dutch newspapers, some U.S. newspapers, but now they've got to make jokes about it. I mean, oh, it's just a bunch of elitists meeting in secret. What's the big deal? Well, we're here to expose what they're doing, the men in the smoking room. And again, Mike Adams, I want to thank you for co-hosting and being traffic cop today. David Icke is coming up with Mike Adams, Alex Jones, and more. I'm coming to you live from Bilderberg 2013.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in with Alex, who's joining us via Skype from the UK, where he just arrived. He's going to tell us that story in a minute about how the extra scrutiny was applied to him arriving there because of the Bilderberg Conference. But Alex, I gotta tell you, when I walked in the studio today, I saw this infidel armor. And I have it on the desk here. It's awesome. It's got Molly attachments. I mean, I normally don't, plug your sponsors, but I'm glad you had the sponsor, and this body armor looks really amazing. I'm impressed by it.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because I do need to plug our great sponsors that have helped finance this trip to come cover the global shadow government. And we're about to go talk to David Icke. I'm only going to be here for about 20 minutes so that David can get in a word in edgewise. And I really look forward to meeting him in person on Friday. And hopefully we'll get him in studio with us during the show Friday, U.S. time, Friday evening, British time, U.K. time. But David Icke is about to join us. I saw his impassioned letter last week when they were talking about not letting anybody have a permit to have a rally on city property, private property, you name it. but letting the Bilderberg group, you know, have their criminal events. We're going to have David Icke on with us here in just a minute. But yes, Infidel body armor, just amazing body armor. They also have the bulletproof backpacks that are so popular, and they're a great sponsor, and they're patriots. And you can go to infidelbodyarmor.com, infidelbodyarmor.com, or give them a call, 1-888-608-6605, 888-608-6605. And also financing the real press, exposing Bilderberg, getting in their face, bringing out the real agenda from decades ago, them saying it didn't exist till 5-6 years ago, having to admit it exists, but still saying it doesn't matter if world leaders meet in secret. Financing that is, of course, InfoWarsStore.com, and all the best products are there, like the ProPure water filtration. We're still running the special, the biggest special ever, 15% off with promo code WATER15, WATER15. You can go there. We're going to sell out of the Traveler stainless steel gravity-fed filters very soon. The others are going to sell out. I said it would run till June 9th, the end of Bilderberg. I can't say it's going to continue, but a few days probably, because they are selling out, ladies and gentlemen. This has happened before. We did a 15% off. So WATER15 is the promo code at InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, now, okay, on this body armor, just real quick comment. Everybody I know who's a prepper is running a chest rig like this, or some kind of body armor like this. The thing is, you can run it as a chest rig without the plate and just to carry things. I mean, even as a farmer or a gardener, you can carry it because it's got all the MOLLE attachments and it's got the ATAX pattern of camo. And then you can put the chest plate in if you need to, if there's riots or gangs looting or whatever. So it's dual purpose. I've got stuff just like that.
And I know you're one hell of a farmer and a prepper, man. I mean, you're out there doing it with your cows and your goats and everything else. You're doing a great job. Again, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com is riding shotgun. Gerald Celente is going to be giving you a trends in the news update for about 50 minutes in the third hour. I want to go to David Icke of davidicke.com. I want to thank everybody that's made exposing Bilderberg possible. David Icke has exposed it for 20 years with people saying it didn't exist. Jim Tucker, that died about a month ago. He exposed it for about 35 years, the real trailblazer. I've been exposing it for 18 years. Sites like davidicke.com, naturalnews.com, infowars.com, and the biggest in the last 6 years, drudgereport.com. Drudge was the only big outlet in the U.S., other than InfoWars, that would put it on his site when we covered it, and foreign press, like The Guardian, covered it, forcing The Washington Post, after 50-plus years of attendance, the Graham family to admit it exists. So that's the big issue. They don't want you to know there's something above presidents and prime ministers. And Bilderberg is right up there at the top of the pyramid, and now it's merging with Google and the technocracy that David Icke has talked so much about. And so I want to do a couple things here. I want to get David's take on, A, how they're acting like we, the media, and the demonstrators that are coming, like we're dirty and we're bad, and then GS... security coming out, and G4S security coming out, this big globalist outfit, and saying, oh, the only place you're allowed to have press in Watford. In fact, they're saying on the city sidewalks and this rural countryside area that the hotel's at, that no one's allowed to walk on the sidewalk or on the grass, and that citizens have to show their ID. This is in the newspaper, the police chief. And the county sheriff as well. You'll have to show your ID to walk down the street or drive a car. They've got checkpoints set up. This is martial law. And I've talked to the head cop liaison, and he says he's a listener and does particularly like what's going on, but I'm not going to say much more. I don't want to get him in trouble. I don't think he's playing good cop, bad cop. He gets that he's compartmentalized, as David Icke has said. Here are the people protecting this And oppressing the people while they themselves are being oppressed and destroyed. So I want to get his take on that, that made him so angry in a letter that we published on InfoWars.com last week or earlier. Yes, it was last week. I'm a bit jet-lagged, folks. Sorry. Haven't had any sleep. And then I want him to get into why they're merging with Google. Because we have inside moles. That was a big story we broke 2 weeks ago. That's why they don't want us in the hotel days ahead and threw us out. Because Google is meeting there now, and for a week after, and it's almost a permanent command base. Turns out they hatched a bunch of World War II OSS stuff there. Turns out they hatched the Arab Spring there. This Wadford compound is key and has a transhumanist skeleton merging with a machine climbing out of a reflecting pool in the back. So without further ado, I want to thank David Icke for being such a big part of this. He can bring out 6,000-7,000 people easily. And so if that many show up, they're going to make it hard, folks, but you got to do it. This could bring down Bilderberg politically by forcing it out into the media. If they miscalculate, if the police abuse anybody, or if the security people do, that will backfire. I believe we have these guys by the short hairs. David Icke, again, former head of the Green Party, champion goalie, BBC sports reporter, and, of course, best-selling author. And say what you want about David Icke. He gets people thinking. David Icke, what do you make of how historic this year is? And do you disagree with me that this is a key time and a key opportunity here outside of London?
At an historic moment, and in terms of the history of exposure, and you know what I wonder, Alex, coming from England and knowing the geography and the location and all that stuff, is what on earth are they doing meeting in that hotel in Watford? I mean, they must have a very good reason for it, because from a protest point of view, they're 30 minutes by a train from central London. They're a short journey in a car, really, from the second biggest city in England, Birmingham. The East Midlands cities, which are just up the motorway, they're actually at a place where so many people, they're in the middle of a vast, vast population area. And so either they miscalculated, or they hope they'll cause trouble and do a problem reaction solution, or there's another reason why it has to be that hotel, because what they've done is create a situation in which the people, instead of having to go to them, they've all almost come to us. You know, in 1995, Alex, the great Jim Tucker did a round robin email saying that the Bilderberg meeting was a place called Bergenstock in Switzerland. And as coincidence would have it, I was staying with some friends about 2 hours away at the same time, though I didn't know that when I agreed to go. So on the day before, I went across there, down the 2 hours, down the motorway, freeway, and I went up to three enormously flash hotels, the Park, the Palace, and the Grand, at the top of this mountain. It was basically in the middle of nowhere, and there was just like not much more than a village down the bottom of the mountain. And I saw them putting up the temporary fences. I saw the people walking around with their you know, name tags on. And there was no one around protesting. I mean, Jim was there somewhere, but I didn't meet him. And then I went back on the last day of it, of the Bilderberg meeting that year, 1995, and I wanted to see if I could get closer when it was going on. I couldn't even get on the mountain. Right down in the entrance onto the mountain road from the village, there was the Swiss police. The guys had, I remember them, big orange luminous jackets on. And I said to them, you know, oh, I just want to go up to the hotel. They said, oh, no, you can't. There's something going on. And I asked the guy, you know, so what is it, mate, playing the idiot? Why can't I go on? What's going on? And he just said to me, I don't know, but it's top secret, he said. And I sat there and I thought, that's compartmentalization for you. You, a guy that the people at the top of that mountain are conspiring to manipulate your life, your children's life, your grandchildren's life, and you are protecting them when you don't even know they're there and the agenda that's happening.
By the way, David, we're going to skip this. We're going to skip this network break because I got to you a little bit late. We're going to skip this break. This is the perfect example of everything you're talking about. Please continue.
And so it's going to be quite emotional, I think, very likely, when I come up there, because having stood at the bottom of that mountain and saw just nothing in front of me, and couldn't even see the hotels are so far away, And, you know, this is such a wonderful opportunity for massive exposure. You've got the media now. You know, I do have to laugh. You know, you've got the mainstream media who are now covering it and often making fun of the alternative media. The media, overwhelmingly, well, in fact, if you go back to 1995 and when Jim Tucker was the trailblazer, the media entirely that will be there covering this event would not be there this weekend if it wasn't for the alternative media, if it wasn't for the Jim Tuckers who trailblazed this when no one else wanted to know, and the media were just laughing and ignoring it.
And David, isn't this...
Jim trailblazed it, and the mainstream media have had to follow us, and they better get used to it because it's only just started.
No, I totally agree, and that's where I was going. In my gut, in my intellect, in my spirit, at every level, this is a microcosm of the entire world, the entire universe of what's happening. And I want you to elaborate on that, and Mike Adams, who's riding shotgun, to pop in with any of his views on this, because... Here is Westbrook Pegler covering this 60 years ago, not even knowing its name. Tucker picks it up 36 years ago, and it wasn't until a decade ago that really even foreign press would cover it. And now it's I talk to people on the airplane. They know what it is, even if they don't know who David Icke is or Alex Jones. So, again, this shows our power, the people's power, that they've gone from a stone wall, doesn't exist, there aren't 2 billion bullets, there aren't armored vehicles, there aren't NSA check, you know, spying on you, there isn't a new world order, we're not putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, we're not giving you GMO to kill you, to where we were all on the airplane flying here last night, and I was talking to people, and they're going, Henry Kissinger wants a new world order, and he's scum, and GMO's designed to sterilize us with chemicals in it. And I'm going, do you know who I am? No, who are you? And it was, I'm telling you, David, people are either getting more zombie or they're getting more awake, and I think it's coming to a crescendo. And as you just said, their arrogance, by the way, I read this 2 weeks ago, looked it up, and it's true. This is on some weird ritual site that had a stone circle at it before they built this palace that royalty would have parties at. And then they brag on the side of the thing that people have been coming here to party and mate for 6,000 years. So it is some type of weird power site for them. But just interjecting, I totally agree. This is historical. This is the Bilderberg meeting to be to, folks. This is it. This is where we force the global shadow government out in the open. David Icke.
Well, you know, what I was saying earlier, Alex, about, you know, why have they held it here in that great, you know, population area, and I kept saying, or some other reason. Well, that's what I was talking about when I said that. You know, the Bilderberg group is very, very significant, but it is a strand in a gigantic web, and you go much deeper in the rabbit hole than the Bilderberg group to find the source. And from that comes a deep knowledge of the nature of reality, the nature of the Earth's energy field, the fact that the everything is conscious, and if you can do things to the Earth energy field, you can affect the collective consciousness of everyone, because at the energetic electromagnetic level, we are interacting with the planet, we're interacting with all energetic fields, and this is why they're constantly doing their rituals, and they do select Bilderberg meetings based on this, and this is a classic example. So in many ways, when you look at it from that point of view, there was only one place they were going to come, which is there for energetic reasons. This is what you find and understand when you go deeper in the rabbit hole. And when you get down there, you also realize that there is a reason or an explanation for the apparent blatant contradiction between a network of families and secret societies who are systematically dismantling the planet and the fact that they have to live here. I mean, this is not the time to go into it, but they want to change the planet into a different state that suits something.
And that's what's so crazy, is that they tell us all day we want to kill the Earth, and then they say they're the saviors, while they're the ones on every front, GMO, chemicals, you name it, actively trying to not even play a good God, but to play a destructive, ugly God. And David, expanding on that, even if other people don't believe in the occult and things, I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I have, you know, covered Skull and Bones. You said that Savelle was, you know, running kids to the royal family 15 years ago. You know, now it's come out the guy was, you know, this total Satanist. And for those of us that aren't like these people, we're blind to it because we can't see into that dark spectrum that they inhabit, that they operate in. And expanding on that, that's why they've been so scared of exposure, because as you said, Bilderberg was just one uncovered part of, say, a temple out in the Sahara Desert, one little piece sticking up, and they said, oh, that's not part of a temple, don't go dig over there. And we started digging like archaeologists and are now digging and finding this giant submerged structure. Is that a good analogy?
Well, yeah, we can bring a few things together here. First of all, understanding that these people at the Bilderberg Group, I'm looking through the list in front of me that is said to be coming this year, they look rich and powerful people, and on one level they're rich and powerful people, but in the greater scheme of the global network, they are gophers, and they are terrified on one side of those much deeper in the rabbit hole, because this is a whole edifice of fear that they're caught in. And on the other side, there's still massive compartmentalization, and a lot of the people there will know some of the picture, but they won't know all of it. And these people who are really in the know, they worship these gods. They've been talked about in every culture for eons under different names. And they interact with these gods. And what I'm talking about gods, I'm talking about non-human entities. And they are seeking to change the planet to suit them. This is why they are using GMO and goodness knows how many other methods to change human DNA. This is why they're doing the genetic modification of animals, of plants, and all the rest of it. They are seeking to turn this planet into something that is right for them. And this has been an ongoing thing for centuries.
Well, let me say this. I mean, they are publicly, as you know, in all their publications saying they're a different species than us. We're animals, they're God, and that they're going to transcend and merge with machines. And so, again, just from a news perspective, whether it's true or not, when I was at Bohemian Grove, they were worshiping. They are occultists. They believe this is real. And I want you to come back and get into whatever you want with Mike Adams, because I'm going to leave you, David, so that you can have some time. You're going to be in studio with us sometime on Friday during the show, Friday evening, British time. I think we were talking during the break. You're good for that, correct?
Yeah, I'll see you Friday.
All right, fantastic. But let me ask you this question as we get ready to go to break. You've got a few minutes here. Specifically, though, calling out the troops, because you know you're huge all over the world. I have a big audience here in the UK as well, but you're really probably biggest here in the UK, you know, where you can get 7,000-8,000 people out at an event. What do you think people should do? What are points you think that they should be making? I mean, we don't really talk about talking points, but what do you think the most important message is to get out here?
Well, I think the biggest message is numbers. If we get a very large number of people turning up at this event, I mean, you know, what we've just discussed, Alex, this is what we're looking at here is absolutely unprecedented. The way that it's set up, and that we can actually get in to the grounds and stuff like that. Yes, the security will be ludicrous, and you know, just so over the top. I mean, the people that run the world are insane. I mean, that's the penny that needs to drop before you start understanding the world we live in. They're mad. But if we calmly and peacefully assemble in large numbers, I mean, even focus it on the Saturday when people are not working, and let's make a statement in numbers that people,
I agree,
including the mainstream media,
that was just numbers, just numbers,
cannot ignore. You see, this is the thing. You see, what you're talking about on the train, the people, vast numbers of people now, are far more aware of the world they live in than the journalists who are reporting the world.
Let's come back. Let's come back and talk about that with David Icke of DavidIcke.com, riding shotgun from Mission Control in Austin, Texas. Is Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, and I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. This is historic. I've been telling my crew that. We all need to recognize the fact that huge positive things are happening.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're continuing now on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. Alex Jones and David Icke are both joining us by phone and Skype, reporting live from the UK. And also to both of you guys, before I turn it over, Alex, when you're done, when you want to turn it over to me, I want to keep David Icke on the air. I've got more questions for David if he's available to take some more questions.
Absolutely. He's with us for the rest of the hour. Excellent. I'm going to get out of here right now. Of course, I'm jet lagged, but now I've got total energy once I got on air. It's just that I'm going to let you and David now take it from here, and then you can ask any questions you've got of David. It's just that listeners know this about me. I don't hype something up unless I really believe in it. And this is so huge and historical, what's happening, that I don't feel like I am properly imparting to people how big this is, the awakening that's going on. And one of two things happened. I got in to UK border, to customs, and the EU citizens, you know, that's the Brits under the EU, they all went right through. But myself and hundreds of others went and got in line for about an hour, and everybody was just going instantly through. Nobody was getting stopped. People were just straight through. If they let you get a ticket here, then you're usually let right in. But when we got up there, three extra women came over, men lined up behind the counter, myself and Leanne McAdoo. This didn't happen when Richard flew in the day before, Richard Reeves. and they all lined up and were looking at us and were making a decision. And then she interrogated us probably four or five times longer than they did other people. And they were looking for some technicality like Canada did one time, saying, who's paying you to be here? And I said, I told you, I'm a media person, and they all knew who I was. That was clear as hell. As people lined up waiting for something. And then they said, okay, and she reluctantly stamped it, and I got in. In the past, Jim Tucker's been blocked out of countries, and then he's got to go to another country in Europe to get back in. In the past, Daniel Estlin's been blocked. In the past, I've been blocked. And so the fact that they didn't block me showed that they do not want a lot of press attention, which is exactly what they're getting. We're seeing no exaggeration, three or four times the coverage we saw last year. Last year was three or four times the coverage we saw the year before that. It is exponential. So I wanted to ask David Icke, you know, in closing, and I'm going to throw the interview over to Mike Adams and David, again, just how historical this is, what he thinks Bilderberg is thinking, and what he thinks the establishment is going to do to strike back, because humanity is waking up. And then I'll be back tomorrow live, hosting probably an hour and a half or so with David Knight. We're going to have live video feeds, live audio feeds, text, chat. All of it. As stuff breaks, we'll have live feeds that then get archived at Infowars.com/Bilderberg. And I want to ask listeners and viewers, even if you can't come to this event in England, because I understand it's a great expense. Believe me, it's hard for us to come and bring this crew in. It is so important that you spread the word about the demonstrations and about the press, and that you write articles yourself, or blurbs, or you do YouTube videos about what's happening. So David, that's my final question for you, and then I'm going to turn the show for the rest of the hour over to you and Mike Adams. David Icke, how important is it for people around the world to talk about this on the Internet and to watch our video streams, listen to our audio streams, and give this attention and focus on the resistance?
Well, it's a simple situation, really. That which wishes to be secret, that which works in the shadows, that which wishes to keep what it's doing secret from the public, then the antidote for that is the opposite. It's making what they're doing as public as possible. And we've reached the point, we have reached this critical point where people in enough numbers are starting to see it, that the difference is starting to cause a shift. Because once you have a certain number of people that know something, then that number of people tell another number of people. Then now you've got a bigger number of people, and they tell people from their level of awareness, much greater numbers, and the exponential curve starts to turn towards the sky. And this is where we are now. We're at this point where they can't keep it secret anymore. And, the experience you've just described at the airport, I've had that in different airports around the world. I've had it in Australia, where they tried to think of a way in exactly the same way. How can we think of a credible way of not letting this guy in? But then they go, well, hold on a second. If we do stop the fella, it's going to cause more publicity for what they're doing than if we just let him in. And so if you, it's like I said on my website, when they decided that they were going to let have an area for people at this Bilderberg event, look what happens when you won't take no from the system. This is what we must understand.
But David, you've got to tell them what you did. You've got to tell them what you did, though.
The number, you look at the number of people who are almost certainly going to turn up this weekend, and you look at the number of people in the hotel at the Bilderberg event. There will be far more turning up to make their feelings known than people in that hotel. Now, think that the people in that hotel, tiny number, are making decisions and manipulating and coordinating events that are going to play out as change in policy all over the world.
Sure.
This is not the tail wagging the dog. It's not the tail wagging the elephant. It's the tail wagging the planet that we're looking at. And we have to realize that when we start to understand the power we have in numbers, the power we have when cards will come down, because that's what it is. A house of cards, which is, we are holding together by our ignorance and our, by our acquiescence. We're starting
Absolutely.
To remove the ignorance. For large numbers of people are starting to see it. Now we have to remove the acquiescence and show ourselves in numbers that the game is up. This may not be the end. It's nothing like the end. But as Churchill once said, it may perhaps be the end of the beginning, and I think it is. It's the end of this stage where we've been building up to this point where there's enough awareness now, gathering all the time, that we can go on the onto the next stage, and that is dismantling this bloody nonsense and bringing an end to it. Because these powerful people on this list in front of me, they're little boys in short trousers. That's what they are, pathetic little people playing little games with the lives of the population of the world. And we say enough, it's over. And we can make a mighty statement this weekend that enough is the point we've reached.
All right, Mike Adams, you take it over. I just want to thank all of you. I want to thank the crew because I'm punching out now. And I want to thank all of you, the listeners, our affiliates, everybody. I just have a real feeling of thankfulness to everybody that loves liberty that we've gotten to this point. And we're not hyping this, folks. This is a big deal. Mike Adams, you take over till 5 after with David Icke. Then Gerald Celente's coming up. And again, ladies and gentlemen, all the news at Infowars.com/ Bilderberg, DavidIcke.com, and, of course, NaturalNews.com. But again, just amazing. I'm going to turn it over. Mike, you bring up some wild card questions here for David Icke, and I'll see everybody back tomorrow on the show. Alex Jones signing off for now. Back to David Icke.
You bet. Thank you, Alex, for that live report. And David, yeah, it's an honor to be able to speak with you. You probably know I'm a big fan of you and your work.
It's a real pleasure to talk to you for the first time, Mike. It's to be a first with Alex, meeting Alex in a few days. So, yeah, it's good we all come together because this is what we need to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've read all your books and I've watched your presentations. And in the context of Bilderberg, here's my opening question for you on this. You know, you talk about the nature of reality. You talk about the interaction between consciousness and reality. When we look at Bilderbergers, they are, in essence, engineers of illusion. They're trying to fabricate a reality that the people then must exist in, like in the Matrix. So I'd like you to speak to that role of the Bilderberg members of being sort of engineers of illusion and how we can see through that illusion and awaken to reality.
Well, this is it's a massive question, but
I know.
an area that, you know, I think everyone in the area of alternative media and people looking for answers to what's going on in the world, we really do need to get this deep and deeper to understand the true nature of what is going on. Because if we stay only in the realm of the five senses, then we're staying on the movie screen. We're not actually exploring where the movie's coming from. And if you go deep, deep in the rabbit hole, you're looking at entities, I'll call it a force, which is talked about using different names all over the world in all the ancient cultures, and they manipulated human genetics in total, and specifically manipulated human genetics to create particular hybrid bloodlines which are representing this force in our reality. We call these bloodlines the Illuminati families. They're the ones that sit on top the banking system, the governments, the corporations, and all the rest of it. So what you're looking at is these rich and powerful people, so-called, they are representing this hidden force. In their rituals, they are interacting with this force. This is what Satanism is. And so they understand that what we are living in is not a physical reality. That's the illusion. It is a holographic reality, illusory reality. And if you look at how holograms, you know, simple holograms you buy in the shops are made, the basic information that creates the hologram is not what you see as an apparently three-dimensional image. It's actually information on a waveform print. And then you fire a laser at the waveform print, which looks just like a fingerprint, really, when you see them in close-up. And suddenly, that laser activates information that gives the illusion. illusion of a three-dimensional figure or image, whatever the holographic film is has been taken of. And the best of them can look as solid as you and me. Now, but you see, the hologram only exists because of the information on the print. And the nature of what the hologram is, whether it's a person or a box or a ball or whatever, is dictated by the information on the waveform print. So they know, because this is how our reality works, that what we think of as the physical world is just a holographic projection from information fields, waveform information fields beyond the frequency range of human sight. But we can feel it. We feel this energy all the time. Ooh, got good vibes. Oh, got bad vibes. All the rest of it. And so it's at that level, Mike, that they're manipulating our reality. They know that, well, what's the point in manipulating the hologram? The hologram's just a projection of something else. It's the something else they want to manipulate.
Right.
And therefore, they do these endless rituals, and there are, a lot of them are absolutely in public sight, like the pomp and ceremony of the royalty in Britain. You know, all the marching soldiers and royal rituals and all this stuff. These are all manipulating energy. And when you get deeper into it, you realize that they've created basically a constant ritual that we call human life, in which if they can manipulate us, for instance, to feel fear, to feel anxiety, to feel stress, anger, and frustration, then that generates an energy, because everything's energy, and you are pouring that energy into the Earth's energy field, magnetic field, and that is affecting the field in its entirety, because, you know, you've only got to see what they found when you had the 9/11 attacks.
And oh, yeah, they were feeding off all that fear.
That are picking up changes in the Earth's energy field, Earth's magnetic field. The spike at the time of the attacks, when the public became globally aware of it, was absolutely fantastic. And that was caused by the human collective emotional reaction to those attacks. Now, this is what they're manipulating, and this is why they, like I say, they'll do their ritual, which is what this Bilderberg thing is all about. So what the long-term story of this is that over a vast amount of what we call time, these entities hidden from human sight, outside of the human visual range, through their network of hybrid families in this reality, have been changing our planet, changing the reality, changing the atmosphere, changing it genetically in the ways I was just talking about. The GMO, is this what it's all about?
Right.
Remember, it's not just GMO of human beings, and GMO food is the genetic modification of the entire natural world. They're having genetically modified grass and lawns now. They're bringing in everything. They want to genetically modify everything because the atmosphere and the planet that these entities can stand and therefore can interact with, as they can't now, is very different to the one that is good for humans. And that's what we're seeing. And this is why there is no, when you understand this, this is why there is no contradiction between these people who are manipulating events in the world to destroy it from a human point of view, while at the same time they appear to be living in it. Well, why would they destroy their own world? Well, they're not like us. That's the point. And the key that really connects Bilderberg here and Google is transhumanism, which is not transhumanism at all. It's dehumanism. It's dehumanization. The more that you can turn someone from a consciousness into a machine, which is like a computer, it can have the power of thought, the power of decision making, but it's not actually conscious in the greater human sense. The more you can turn them into machines and fuse them with the machines, the more power you have over them, and the less power and you know you're going to Z, and you go in steps because you don't want to go too big or people might say, what's going on?
Yeah.
And you look at what Google are doing. This thing, Google Glass, you know the computer on the
wearable computer,
and stuff like that. All this stuff going on at this secret laboratory, Google X, and all the rest of it. It's all connected to fusing and...
Hey, David, we're going to break. Sorry to cut you off there, David, but we're going to break. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll continue with David Icke from DavidIcke.com. Stay with us here on The Alex Jones Show.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce nano silver solutions, our 2-ounce nano silver nasal applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Man thinks, cause he rules it, he can do with it as he please.
All right, continuing our interview with David Icke from DavidIcke.com. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex, who is in the U.K., at the Bilderberg Conference, which begins later this week. Now, in the last segment, David gave us a bewildering tour of a lot of fascinating concepts, including the actual terraforming of the planet and some unseen forces that are at work. And continuing with that, David, I wanted to ask you, you know, people are fed up with their food being genetically engineered, but they don't yet realize how their reality is being engineered, how their fears are being engineered. I mean, so much of what we get from the government and these people at the Bilderberg Conference is what I would call fear engineering. You spoke to that a little bit in the last segment. Can you give us a little more explanation of why fear is such a crucial element to their global domination plan?
Well, yeah, I was just saying, Mike, about the Google agenda with the transhumanism and what have you. And I just want to throw in one more quick thing to connect all this with Bilderberg. Bilderberg, its job is to basically sell and bring into public policy, this dehumanization agenda. So in the Bilderberg meetings, the interface with the Google event that's been going on, and of course Eric Schmidt, the Google executive chairman, will be at the Bilderberg meeting, according to the list that's come out. Their job is then to push that through the politicians there and the administrators and what have you into public policy. And it's interesting that the head of DARPA, this sinister, deeply, deeply sinister technological development arm of the Pentagon, that's really on a military level running this whole transhumanist agenda and developing the technology to push it on, was Regina Duggan. Regina Duggan left DARPA and became a executive of Google. And this very week, Mike, she was, as also she is an executive of Motorola, she was expounding the benefits of replacing passwords with a electronic tattoo, which is one step only from an under-the-skin microchip. Mm-hmm. So this is how all these things are running through. And what they use, as you point out, is fear. Fear has many, many levels and connotations for this whole story. But one of them is, when you get people in fear, they will look outside of themselves for someone or something to protect them from what they've been manipulated to fear. This is why all the way through history, these bloodlines have used the bogeyman, the big bad monsters come in and all the rest of it, to frighten people into giving their power away. And we must stop being frightened of all the fake bogeys and threats that they're throwing at us. And we can only really do that, again, when we start to understand the nature of our own reality. You know, while we look in the mirror and we think of ourselves as Charlie Smith or Ethel Jones, little me, then of course you're going to look for all these powerful people to save us and all that rest of it. When you realize that Ethel Jones and Charlie Smith is just an experience, it's just a name for an experience. What we are is not our body or our name. It is that consciousness, the infinite awareness that we all are, always have been, and always will be.
About 30 seconds,
David. Animating that body. That's the true self. And if you look at it, Mike, society has been set up to get people to have their point of attention, the point at which they observe everything, to the five senses, to the body level of reality.
David.
And if they can do that and cut us off from consciousness and then control the information.
Thank you, David. We've got to go to break. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but thank you. Fascinating information. David Icke from DavidIcke.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.